Thunder Bay. As the situation in Afghanistan continues to deteriorate, local federal candidates are speaking out about the way the Canadian government is responding. On August 15, Canada announced it would be temporarily suspending its diplomatic operations in Kabul due to the rapidly evolving situation in Afghanistan. On August 18, Canadian Defence Minister Harjeet Sajjan tweeted out that two CC-177 Globemasters have been assigned to evacuation efforts and will be flying regularly into Kabul. The situation in Afghanistan is absolutely heartbreaking. Canada is working with our allies to help Afghans and Canadians in Afghanistan leave the country safely and as soon as possible, said Patty Haidu, the Liberal incumbent MP for Thunder Bay, Superior North. The Prime Minister has been clear that Canada will continue to assist in this manner for as long as it is feasible to do so. So far, since the start of the airlift, Canada has evacuated 1,700 Canadians and eligible Afghans from Kabul on a total of 13 flights. The Green Party candidate for Thunder Bay, Superior North, Amanda Mojong, said Canada's response to the situation in Afghanistan is beyond abysmal. I know that Patty Haidu was briefed at least a year ago by local retired CAF members who are actively responding to this humanitarian crisis. Patty told him then that this was not an issue that affected her constituents and it was not an issue that is important to her, Mojong said. What I would do differently is simple. I would hire enough staff for Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada to be able to do their job. Justin Trudeau said himself that the problem has been a process issue with this department. This department is woefully understaffed. Oddly, this is much the same issue with Health Canada and its pandemic response. Health Canada was not prepared, and now Patty is calling for a full review of the scope of the Public Health Agency of Canada. The NDP candidate for Thunder Bay, Superior North, Chantel Bryson, said that the issue of getting Afghan allies has been brought to Haidu for years. Local Afghanistan veterans have been seeking assistance to remove Afghan allies and their families for years. They sought assistance directly from Patty Haidu, as a cabinet minister, only to be rebuffed and then ignored. The ultimate U.S. withdrawal and the current untenable situation was foreseeable. Until the past few weeks, the Liberals could have simply landed, processed everyone and brought them to safety, Bryson said. The only way to extract a significant number of these Kabul allies is through authorization of armed units to pick them up and negotiations with Taliban leaders and checkpoints to let them through within the next week. This is in the Liberal government's hands who decided to call an election when they knew the situation on the ground in Afghanistan was out of control. Conservative Party candidate Joshua Taylor and People's Party of Canada candidate Rick Daines were unavailable for comment.